Taisus already points out that you look at the Gemara in Zvochim and you look at the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara appears to be asking the same question, but the Gemara brings totally different rayas. Nothing, none of the rayas that the Gemara brings in Zvochim are the same as what the Gemara brings in Menachos. And all the Achronim, Bereshit, the Keranoida, and all the Achronim explain, it's two Gemaras. Zvochim is talking about in Hilchas Kedima, when Todir conflicts with Mekudesh, which one comes first? Because there is a Kedal of Todir v'she'ena Todir Todir Koidim, but Mekudesh is also a Maila, so which one do you do first? In Menachos, the Gemara is not talking about which one you do first. The Gemara is talking about, if I've only got money to spend on one and not on the other, what do I do? Do I spend the money on the Todir, or do I spend the money on Mekudesh? So it's a different Shaila completely, which there's an overlap. The overlap being that the klal of Todir Sheino Todir Todir Koidim applies in both places, but that's only if the Eino Todir doesn't have any additional Maila to it. If it has any additional Maila, either the fact that it's Mekudesh, or as we're talking about, it's got a Maila Pesum and Issa, then it's possible to break the two apart and say that in Din Kedima, when I'm going to be doing both, then the halacha is that the Todir comes first. And if it's Legabah Dechia, only I'm going to do one and not the other, maybe Mekudesh is better, and maybe Prasomanis is better. Those are the two Gemaras. And Bemis, it's a shtickle, you know, the Shagasari has a Shaila, and some the Samach Beis. I mean, it's obvious that it's to do with the same Shaila. He says, Shabbos and Yom Tov are going to fall one after another, and a person's only got one revius of wine. Should he use it for Kiddush for Shabbos, or should he use it for Kiddush for Yom Tov? That's the Shaila of the Shagas Hara. Now this is the Gemara Menachos. It's not a question of it in Kedima, because we may consider Shabbos as being more Mekudesh than Yom Tov, plus the fact that it's more Todir. So Memeila, Pashtus, Avada, even if Shabbos comes after Yom Tov, the Halacha is that you've got to leave it for Shabbos, because Shabbos has got the Maila of Todir, plus it's got the Maila of Mekudesh. But there, it's all a question of Dechia, and not a question of Kedima. And, you know, in similar oifen, you find in a completely different area of Halacha, in Hilchas Kedima in Brochus. Hilchas Kedima in Brochus, you know there's a halacha of Birchas Aperis. You've got in front of you an apple and a grape. So you want to eat them both. Which one do you make the broch on? Yeah. Do you make your boyer priyates on the grape, or do you make your boyer priyates on the apple? So the halacha is, even if the apple is choviv, we hold Shivas Aminim has the maila, and you make the brocha on the Shivas Aminim, and you don't make the brocha on the nunchia, on the apple, which is done. Peel? We hold Shivas Aminim. We hold Shivas Aminim. That's halucha, yeah? Halucha, that's halucha, reishit aleph. Kol zeh oma ula, states in the Gemara, is kishabirchai sehen shovais. What do you mean, birchai sehen shovais? Both by priyates. What happens if you've got a grape and a banana? Ain birchai sehen shovais. One's Bore Priya Eitz, one's Bore Priya Adoma. And the banana is more choviv to you than the grape. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? I mean, you'd say it's a kolshkin. Avada, you should make the halacha on the grape first. Why shouldn't you have something? It's not true. The Gemara says, Ula says, if it's Ein Berchaseim Shores, it's Ein Berchaseim Shores, the halacha is that you go after the choviv and you don't go after the Shivas Aminim. So you'll be making your brocha on the banana. Huadomo. Ichmach huadomo. Or banana. Pardon?
All the time and now.
Rabshia, I'm not going into the prutim of the halacha now. Yeah? I'm just going into the principle. Yeah? Principle says that is the din. That you make on the choviv the brocha because choviv takes preference. What's the logic? What's the logic? Why should it be? Shivas Aminim has a maila even within Bore Priyates. Suddenly when it's Ein Berchaseim Shores, it doesn't matter. You know, the answer is push it. When I've got just a grape and an apple, I'm only going to make one brocha, one Bore Priyates. That's similar to what we call Dechia. There's only one brocha going to make. Then, by hook or by crook, it's got to be made on the Shivas Aminim. Because the Shivas Aminim, I want the Shivas of the Shivas Aminim dictates you should make the brocha on it, and not on the other one. When I've got banana and a grape, it's only a question of Kedima. It's not a question here of losing my brocha on the grape. I'm going to make it in any case. If I'm going to make it in any case, the maila of Shiva Saminim here is intact and it's in place. The fact that I make my Bore Priya Adoma first, Choviv allows me to do that and finished. But I'm not still going to make my brocha of Bore Priya. So you see, there's two yesoides. There's a yesoid of Kedima and there's a yesoid of Dechia, and they don't have the same halachas. So even though the klal of Todir Rishayna, Todir Kaidim applies both in halacha of Kedima and in the halacha of Dechia, but they have different ways of applying the halacha. And if the Eile Todir picks up another maila, either of Mekudesh or of Persuma Nissa, then there's a difference between Kedima and Dechia, and in Kedima I'll be marked in the Todir, and in Dechia I'll be marked in the Persuma Nissa. Let me just finish off with a Dvar Agoda. You'll know Chodesh was one of the things always falls on Chanukah, or Chanukah always falls on Chodesh, whichever way, every year happens. I'm not suggesting one of the sibbis that everything happens min hashemayim is Rami, but we know that one of the gzeiros that the Yevonim wanted to be mevakel about from Klal Yisrael, besides all the other ones which we'll not discuss now, but one of the things they wanted to be mevakel was Rosh Chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh? Asar Grace Asar Rosh Chodesh. Okay, many different pshatim, many different mahalchim. What exactly they want? I mean, what do we already celebrate about Rosh Chodesh that the Yevonim wanted to be mevakel? The emes is, it's the yesoid of Yiddishkeit, which the Yevonim couldn't take and couldn't accept that Klal Yisrael had. You know, the Pasuk says, HaChocham Einov Beroishai. Literally, Chocham has his eyes in his head. Ich meine, ich kikarim, and ich seh as tipshim also have the eyes in their head. Yishtavke Chachomim, yeah? HaChocham Einov Beroishai. Uksil Bachoyshech Hoylech. And state in Chazal, HaChocham Einov Beroishai. Klal Yisrael, Ksil Zu Yovon, who's Ichshichu Einayim Shal Yisrael, and Ksil Bachoyshech Hoylech is Yovon. Abraham Vital says, Chocham Einov Beroishai is Klal Yisrael. Why? Roish doesn't mean the eyes are in the head. Einov Beroishai means Klal Yisrael are always looking for a new beginning for his chadshus. They know that when a person can be mechazik himself in a nyonei ruchnius, you need kaseida his chadshus, exactly like the Levona. The Levona, even though through the month, the Levona, the second half of the month, wanes, Aval Bikain, it comes again, and there's a new start, and a fresh start, comes the Moilid, comes Rosh Chodesh. HaChochom Einov Beroishai. The chizuk that Klal Yisrael Kseida have is by an inyan of his chadshus. The goyim don't understand that, and that's the ksil b'choyshech oylech. That's the difference between the two. You all know in Baal Yisro, when Aaron HaKoyen lit the menorah, says Vayas Kain Aaron, the lamed shvochei shel Aaron shlei shino. So you look at the many svarim, they say Melamed Shvoche Shalam Shalai Shino. Of course he didn't do different, but Melamed Shvoche Shalam Shalai Shino means it's natural that when a person does a mitzvah again and again and again and again, then enthusiasm wears off. Vayas Kain Aaron, he did it day in and day out. Menorah's mitzvah, which is Tomid, day in and day out. Melamed Shvoche Shalam Shalai Shino, you could see the same enthusiasm on Aaron the thousandth and the 10,000th time that he did it, in the same way as he did it the very first time. That's Melamed Shvoche Shalam. That's the Yisod of Vayaskein. In the Menorah, in the Havlokas HaMenorah, Yisod Vayaskein, Aaron, Melamed Shvoche Shalam Shalai Shino. The Klal is, Hergel is Nasa Teva. When a person gets used to something, it becomes just Mitzvos Anoshim U'Mulumoto. It becomes Teva of a person, but you need a Kseida reminder of HaChochom Einov Beroishai. That's Klal Yisod. That's what they wanted to be Mevatel. Leiv chochom b'yamin, v'leiv ksil b'smoil. We light the menorah dafka b'smoil. The menorah is b'smoil adeles. Why is it b'smoil? Because we want to show that we're lighting up. Faket the ein of beroishai and the shvoche shel Aaron shlei shino and the vayas kain Aaron is in the smoil where the ksil is. The ksil b'choyshe chaylech. We go with his chashus. What the Yevonim tried to be mevatel from Klal Yisrael was this inyan that Klal Yisrael have the mile over them. of the Hischatshus Kaseida, and we should taka be Mischazak ourselves, and yet Hashem, we should all go Mechayel El Choy.